Hello, folks, and thank you once again for joining me today on the Thornton Investigation. Our daily packet of information is jam-packed. Let's open it up and see what we have. That's great. Let's start with that. We have a lot of great information about Antifa, Black Lives Matter, the so-called violence that they've been creating, and how the Democratic Party has been doing their best to cover it up, because according to them, it's not real. Is it real? Or is it not? Let's explore that a little bit. And then we're going to look into a little bit about the Frankfurt School. I know I had promised you that in the last show, but I didn't exactly get to it before, so we're going to get to it today, and we're going to wrap it all up, and you're going to be glad you're here today. So our first article today in our package of daily education comes out of the Empower Wisconsin. We all love Wisconsin, don't we? And this is from Thursday, July 30th. Rioter accused of assaulting senator is a school social worker. Well, that's just wonderful. A school social worker has been arrested for assaulting a state senator. Let's learn a little bit more about this. And this is by M.D. Kittle. One of two women facing charges in the brutal beating of a state senator during last month's Capitol Square riots is a social worker at the Mount Horeb, H-O-R-E-B, school district. Multiple sources familiar with the arrest tell Empower Wisconsin. Samantha R. Hammer, 26, along with Keidra E. O'Reilly, 33, turned themselves in on Monday, according to police. Let's get down to where the good part is. Hammer is listed as a school social worker in the Mount Horeb School District, where she works with students and families who are struggling with social and emotional needs. Well, I guess she does know all about struggling with emotional needs, since she's obviously struggling with those herself. Let's see what else Ms. Hammer does at the school district in order, you know, for the children. So in addition to helping families who are struggling with social and emotional needs, behavioral issues, or environmental issues in the family, school, and or the community, according to the district. Wow. Mount Horeb School Superintendent Steve Solano said after the district confirmed the employee's participation, individual was placed on administrative leave. Now, it's not just that this young woman is a school social worker and works with kids and tries to help them work through their family and emotional needs. There's something else going on here. One thing that Antifa and Black Lives Matter has found out is that if you're committing a lot of crimes, one thing you don't want to do is have a lot of photo evidence or video evidence around. Because guess what? The police will use that to catch you. So Antifa and Black Lives Matter have taken on the same terrorist techniques that the Mexican cartels do, where anytime a journalist is anywhere nearby or someone is filming them and they don't want to be filmed so they can't be caught later, what do? They attack the journalist. And in some cases, like this one journalist in Seattle, Andy, and I can't say his last name, the Go NGO, who knows more about Antifa than anyone, he was severely injured by Antifa. And we're going to get back to him at some point, too. State Senator Tim Carpenter was attacked by a Democrat, by the way, was attacked by a mob of Black Lives Matter demonstrators after the Milwaukee Democrat took out his phone and recorded them vandalizing an iconic Capitol Square statue. Well, what's wrong with that? Why can't they do that? Some of the attackers knocked the phone out of the senator's hand. And this here doesn't give you all the information about what happened to the senator, but he was severely beaten and had to go to the hospital. So now we see that Black Lives Matter and Antifa are definitely very dangerous terrorist organizations. And one thing that we've been talking about previously is their connections to white people and especially young white women. As I said before, I gave you the statistics that more than 60% of people in Black Lives Matter are actually not black people. Only about 12% are actually black. So if 60 to 70% actually are white and the majority of those women, you have to ask yourself, why are they joining this organization and why are they getting so incredibly violent? But according to some Democrats, Antifa doesn't actually exist. Just listen to Jerry Nadler, because Jerry Nadler would never tell a lie. Cut 7. Action.
It is true. there's violence across the whole country. Do you disavow the violence from Antifa that's happening in Portland right now? There's riots.
That's a myth that's being spread only in Washington, D.C.
About Antifa in Portland?
Yes.
Sir, there's videos everywhere online. There's fires and riots. They're throwing fireworks at federal officers. DHS is there. Look online. It gets crazy, Mr. Nadler.
All right, cut it right there. That was the interview of Nadler on the street, Jerry Jabba the Hutt Nadler. I guess I should actually say, well, why not? I can say that. He was interviewed by a person who goes around interviewing people on the streets during riots and goes around asking people questions, usually university students. He asked them questions about history or who said this, who said that. And of course, they never know. His name is Flykus. I hope I got his name right. He's a pretty cool guy. So Flykus caught up with Nadler on the streets and said that the Antifa violence is a myth. Going around Washington, D.C., it's not happening. It's not happening? Oh, okay. What did I just tell you, folks? What do I tell you all the time? The Democrats lie. The media lies. And Jerry Nadler? Jerry Nadler is just a liar. He's in denial. He's ignorant. He looks like Jabba the Hutt. And I certainly hope that the person who's running against him in the next election coming up shortly beats him in this election so he will no longer hold this office. And then we can finally be rid of Jerry Nadler. Not saying that whatever Democrat wins will be better than him, but how much worse could it get? I don't know. In addition to the Democrats and their constant lies and the media and their constant lies, we also have a little bit of an issue because conservative media, especially conservative alternative media, such as Breitbart, The Gateway Pundit, Epoch Times, and even yours truly, have been severely hurt by big tech, and they're making sure that they actually blacklist or even stop conservative media from getting any information out. They make sure that whenever you look for us in any of the search terms that we're so far on the list, 2, 3, 4, 5 pages that you finally give up. And many people like myself really depend upon this job for a living, depend upon it for providing for our families. When you can, whenever that, you know, big tech allows it, you can find me on the Thornton Investigation Radio Show on Facebook. You can listen on blueberry.net and blueberry.com and on Spotify. But Google says they cannot manipulate the search engines. They say that they're not blocking conservatives from getting hits, and they're saying that they're not shadow banning, even though we all know this is what's happening. So the CEO of Google testified in front of Congress, and Matt Gaetz decided to ask him what exactly is happening with why Google is manipulating search engines. Here's Google CEO's answer. Cut 14. Action.
There was an internal Google meeting. You attended that meeting along with Sergey Brin. A video of that meeting was leaked to Breitbart. And at the meeting, top Google executives, including Kent Walker, they compared Trump voters to extremists. And it was discussed that there was an intent to make the Trump win a blip in the populist movement in American history. Now, I know you've testified today in response to my questions and Mr. Jordan's questions that you don't intend this time to engage in electioneering on behalf of the former vice president.
Wait, cut it right there. They don't intend to help the former vice president of the United States, Joe Biden, win the election, even though an undercover video has been put out saying that that's exactly what they plan to do. How can we trust them? Well, the answer is we can't. And the CEO of Google, just danced around, basically lied. And this isn't the first time he's lied. Let me put it to you that way. And let's hear a little bit more of CEO of Google's lies. Just for fun. Cut 23. Action.
We do not have a view on, we respect the democratic process. We are deeply committed to it. There was a lot of rhetoric about certain issues which were...
Well, I understand rhetoric. I guess the question is, when the senior members of your team, in your presence, said that they did have the intent to change the outcome in a subsequent election. And then since that moment in time where we've seen all these conservative websites and conservative viewpoints censored, you can understand why people would be concerned. So after your employees and top executives said in your presence they intended to make the Trump victory a blip, what action did you take as the CEO to protect and preserve the neutrality of your platform?
Okay, I can't take any more of that. Google took no action in order to keep the neutrality of his platform, and there is no reason why Google, Facebook, Twitter should not be considered basically editors, when they do exactly what they have always said that they do not, and that is edit information out there, blacklist people, shadow ban people. And as we just learned recently, when Twitter was hacked and the hacker put out a screenshot of the Twitter employee's computer, that they absolutely have the exact ability to stop anyone's tweets, to stop anyone from looking at those tweets. And Michelle Malkin has been a severe victim of this. And this is why I always say we cannot rely on the election in order to get President Trump elected. We must get out there. We must work hard. We cannot listen to what's going on social media and Facebook. We need to just get out there, get everyone out there to vote. If you can stand in line for everything else in the world, there's no reason why you can't stand in line to vote. Because I'm telling you right now, this mail-in voting is just criminal. It's criminal. And that's exactly what it's going to be. It's going to be criminal. Okay, I'm getting a motion to keep going. I wanted to get to the Frankfurt School today. Now, what is the Frankfurt School, you might ask? The Frankfurt School is a Marxist splinter group of a pseudo-intellectuals and atheists. And essentially what they're attempting to do is to completely corrupt the Christian and Western values with pseudo-values included in the umbrella term of cultural Marxism. Their actual intents are going to be to destroy the free enterprise of capitalism by undermining the economic engine in the middle class. Well, I guess we've seen quite a bit of that lately, haven't we? The destruction of the basic building block of society, the family unit, and destroying the Judeo-Christian values. Well, we've seen a lot of that as well, too. We've seen the family breakdown, we've seen crime skyrocket, we've seen more and more single mothers, and we've seen drug use skyrocket. Now, the results of the idea spread by the Frankfurt School is that society wanders down a road towards insolvency, in morality and totalitarianism. Well, we've seen quite a bit of that in Washington State, where they're trying to put out sex education saying that children are sexual beings and that everyone should learn to do things with their friends and even talk their friends into sexual acts, even though they're children. The revolutionary propaganda is disguised under the fig leaf of science. Well, I guess we've seen quite a bit where Nancy Pelosi is always talking about the science, the science, the science. Well, now you know why that they're always talking about the science. They are basically just been programmed to think that. And this goes back to the teacher from this school where she was a high school social worker, and she's supposed to be helping children with their emotional problems. But what kind of training has she gotten? And we talked quite a bit about universities and colleges where they're training the children there, their heads full of mush. And what they're doing is they're training them to become little Marxists, little communists. And this is why you see all this Black Lives Matter and Antifa today. We've seen the Occupy Wall Street previously, and it's basically all connected. Why do we see so many 60-70% of white people out there with Black Lives Matter and Antifa? Well, the reason is this is the kind of things they're being taught in school, not just in universities, not just in the colleges, but they're being taught this in the high school level as well. Let's get a little bit more information on just a brief history on the Frankfurt School. These new Marxists, under the direction of Marx Horkheimer, had seen the old Lenin Marxists fail in the attempt to win over the so-called working class in the West. The workers did not unite after World War II. Further, these new Marxists believed the reason had been found by their comrade Antonio Gramsci, who wrote in the prison notebooks a blueprint to de-Christianize the West, that Marxism could only flourish after all the cultural institutions, academies, seminars, newspapers, magazines, radio, film, and whatever mass media is known, completely taken over by Marxists. If you remember the other day, we talked about the editor from the New York Times and how everyone there was on the same page except for her, and she wasn't allowed to have a different opinion. And they kept calling her a Nazi, and made life hell on her till she finally left. This is because this cultural ideas of Marxism has penetrated all of our schools, all of our mass media. And this is why Google, Twitter, Facebook want to eliminate any conservatives. And they're all combined for the same thing. They all have the same goal in mind. And that goal in mind is one voice. They do not tolerate any other opinions. They do not tolerate Christian opinions. They do not tolerate conservative opinions. And this is the truth. This is not lies. Everything that you hear against this is lies. What the media is telling you is lies. Now, after the people from the Frankfurt School left Germany after World War II, what they did was they came to America in the 60s. They came to Columbia University. Guess what? Obama used to go to Columbia University. Oh, now it's starting to make a little more sense why Obama wanted to fundamentally transform America forever from the America that it had always had been to the America that he said it was going to be. And if you remember, under Obama, the middle class was completely devastated. Many of the radical activists were influenced by Herbert Marcuse, such as Norman Brown, Angela Davis, absolute terrorist, Charles Moore, Abby Hoffman, terrorists bombing police stations. And they invented the concept of partisan tolerance. This is tolerance for the leftist ideas, intolerance of all other ideas. Now we see a anti-fascist movement, Antifa. According to them, anyone who doesn't listen to them are fascists. Yet they do not allow anyone else to have an opinion but them. Conservative people are not allowed to come on campus. Conservative people are not allowed to write books. Conservative people are not allowed to go to book signings. And anywhere you see a conservative anywhere, they're being attacked. We've talked about Senator Cruz. We've talked about other conservatives being attacked. So you see how this is all coming around. It's not just about President Trump. It's still about transforming America into being something that is not what we are. And just as hard as they fight to transform America into something that we are not, we have to fight just as hard to make sure that it is not transformed. America is the new Roman Empire. When Rome fell, the rest of the world fell. And if America falls, the rest of the world will fall. United we stand, and divided we fall. If you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything. And thank you very much for joining me today on the Thornton Investigation. Have a nice day.